Estevan. The Estevan Bruins inched closer to securing a playoff spot Saturday with a 5-2 road win over the Yorkton Terriers. Estevan's first three goals were on the power play. Ilya Chmelevsky scored on a man advantage with 6.5 minutes remaining in the first period. Then Keegan Little and Owen Barrow added power play goals in the second. Little's goal was 92 seconds into the frame. Estevan also had a 5-minute power play in the third that included a two-man advantage for 2 minutes, but couldn't convert despite several excellent scoring chances. Yorkton made it interesting with power play goals of their own by Anthony McIntosh and David Coyle in the third period. Barrow dashed any hopes of a Yorkton comeback when he notched his second of the game shortly after Coyle's goal, and Rain Hodge finished the scoring with an empty net goal in the final minute. Little, 1 goal and 2 assists, and Alex Papaspyropoulos, 3 assists, each had 3-point games. Jackson Miller stopped 17 shots for Estevan, while Ethan Farrow made 20 saves for Yorkton. The win came a night after a 5-4 loss to the Nipawin Hawks on Friday night in Estevan. The game had a listless start, as Nipawin outshot the host team 9-2, and the Bruins didn't register a shot on goal until after the 15-minute mark of the first. Miller made some big saves for the Bruins in the frame. The teams traded goals in the second. Barrow opened the scoring on a break 2:04 into the period, but Alex Bernauer tied the game a few minutes later. Owen Simmons' goal 9:03 into the frame put the Bruins back in front, but Chase Visser knotted up the game 36 seconds later. Cade Kennedy scored on a long shot with 5:15 to play in the frame, but Nipawin's Liam McGuinness tied the game 8 seconds later on a fluke goal. Goals by Maguire Ratsliff and Jacob Michelson put Nipawin ahead by 2-6 minutes into the third. A pinching Simmons scored with 4:37 to play in the third to wrap up the scoring. Miller finished the night with 21 saves, while Tyson Endel had 24 saves for Nipawin. Estevan has a 2-3-2-2-2-2 record and 50 points with 7 games remaining. They currently sit tied with the Kindersley for the 6th seed. The Bruins have a game in hand. The Melville Millionaires are 5th with 51 points and 8 games left, and the Weyburn Red Wings are 8th with 46 points and 9 games to play. The top 8 teams make the playoffs. Nipawin is 9th with 42 points and 7 games to play. Estevan will visit the Melfort Mustangs on February 28, and the Flin Flon Bombers on March 1 and 2.